Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Some Lionel Richie musical news. This song, Dancing on the Ceiling, turned 30 today.
Wow.
This is the 30th anniversary of Lionel Richie's Dancing on the Ceiling being released. So in order to mark the occasion, Jen, video editor Robert Jones created an awesome 80s dance party video with all the characters from your favorite 80s films. What are we doing with this? How are we posting this? Is this our video of the day? Did I see that somewhere,
yep,
Kara?
It's up on DougStefan.com.
Wow. How about that? Being on top of things. You don't have to go anywhere else. We've got everything covered here from top to bottom. This Dancing on the Ceiling video features clips from the John Hughes movies, Breakfast Club, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, as well as some other movies, Better Off Dead, Howard the Duck.
Oh, that was the worst.
Twins. That was with Danny DeVito and Arnold, right?
Yeah, Arnold.
Dirty Dancing, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, Hairspray, Footloose, and even the dinner party scene from Beetlejuice.
I'm glad the Better Off Dead gets mentioned here, because I know we've talked about it on the show before. That's one of my favorite movies.
And
my family used to watch that movie all the time. I watched it as an adult recently, and I'm like, wow, this movie's really weird. But I showed it to one of my friends who'd never seen it, because I don't know anyone my age who's watched it.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think she was a fan.
Other clips in the Dancing on the Ceiling video include something from Mannequin.
Jen, your favorite movie.
Yes, I love that
Kim
movie.
Kim Cattrall busting a move there.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks in Bachelor Party and Big. God, 30 years ago?
Isn't that sad? I mean, it really is horrifying.
Bill Murray making the most of Drill Practice and Stripes. That's 30 years old. These are all movies that were popular 30 years ago. Robin Williams in Good Morning, Vietnam. Good morning, Vietnam!
Wow, little warning.
Goodbye, eardrums.
Goodbye. Also, there's a clip from Prince in Purple Rain. Wow, this has got to be some kind of... This is a super way. You want to dance today? Go to DougStefan.com and go down memory lane, movie memory lane. Find a few films to add to your Netflix queue along the way as well. Netflix and their taxes, but people still going to watch Netflix. I haven't got mine hooked up at the house yet. I know it's here. I got to get Bob to sort of open it up.
Yeah, that's not that hard to do. You'll be good.
No, I can figure it out. All right, so anyway, dancing. What about other Lionel Richie classic tunes do we have? Dancing on the
Say
Ceiling.
You, say you,
say me.
Me,
yeah.
Say it for always.
At first, I don't know that I was a big fan of Lionel Richie by himself or with the group. But then there are some things that have great stories. This is one of the great stories that he sings. Say you, say me. Crank this up, Gary.
The way it should be.
It almost sounds like the way he comes across in the world. What was the name of the movie? The song they all did, those 84.
Oh, yeah. USA for Africa.
Right.
Yeah.
He sounds like that. Yeah.
Well, that's because it's his voice.
I know that. But
amazing how that works.
Hey, nobody needs, you know what? There's an old expression, everybody likes a little woo-woo, but nobody likes a smart woo-woo.
A woo-woo? So,
yeah, Doug, you're never one, ever.
Never.
Never.
Well, I can afford to be because this is the Doug Stefan Good Day program, so I can afford to be a little hoo-hoo-ish. All right, okay. Doug, Jennifer, Victoria, 28 past the hour, celebrating Dancing on the Ceiling anyway, and Lionel Richie, that's where we are here at 28 past.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad? This second baseman was a 1991 AL Rookie of the Year. Despite being a four-time World Series champion, he suddenly forgot how to throw the ball to first base.
Throwing it into the stands, and ironically enough, the ball hit Keith Olbermann's mother right between the eyes.
So where is Chuck Knobloch now? Chuck gave up on baseball in 2002 and made headlines in 2010 when he pled guilty to misdemeanor assault charges for choking his wife. He was mentioned in the Mitchell Report and eventually admitted to using HGH despite failing to respond to an invitation from Congress for a deposition. I wonder what Keith thinks about that.
My theory is that Mr. Knobloch got their invitation, wrote a letter back, and then tried to throw it into a nearby mailbox and instead hit my mother.
Very possible, Keith. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How do you start down the path toward big success? Author and martial arts Hall of Famer Jim Bouchard has the answer.
Make a decision. He adds that we humans often overcomplicate things. It's not that hard. Start by making a decision to move forward.
Then take something you want or need to do. Create a series of steps to achieve it. Then go for it.
How can you be more decisive?
Make it a habit.
Start with insignificant decisions. For example, let's say you go out to lunch with some coworkers. When you pick up the menu, give yourself a time limit to decide what to order. Then be happy with what you get.
Make a decision and stick with it. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.